I'm not buying anything you're saying. And B, you can't be older than 7 and have that haircut. It's just, it's unacceptable.
Remember there was a joke that Chris Rock said? It. Chris Rock had a joke on his album. It was like, take off that silly ass hat. He needs to tell him to put on a hat. Wear a hat. Wear a Raiders hat.
Even a fedora.
Look, first
anything.
First Las Vegas Raiders hat that is made, put it on.
And never take it
never
off.
Take
sleep
it off.
In it.
Just do it.
Or spend more than $850 on your haircut, because it's ridiculous.
You can't afford a hat? Come on, man.
All right, why don't we get to it? It's how we wrap the Tuesday edition of Crunch Time each week. Alex.
What are you doing?
Is that practice?
Mark Davis gets two of them. To Mark Davis, I ask.
What are you doing?
The Raiders are moving to Vegas. Owners approved it. It's done. What is not done, and won't be done for a while, is the stadium in which they will play. Part of the deal of the team leaving is that they won't be able to play in it in a couple of years. That means they will remain in Oakland and play out the next two full seasons as they wait out their release with the Oakland Alameda County Stadium. You heard him. Mark Davis still expects Raider fans to come out. His message was that he still wants to bring a championship to the city of Oakland. He still wants the fans of the Raiders to come to the games and support them. Are you kidding? He talks all the time about how the proud tradition of the Raiders and that their fans are a huge part of that. You know what tends to affect that? Taking their team away from them. You got to just pull the Band-Aid, man. Take your team, play in a college facility for a couple of years and deal with it. You cannot play in Oakland. Remember what happened with the Browns? Imagine that, but in Oakland. The people of Oakland have started fires for less, Mark. Not only will you be lucky to have anyone come to your games, by the way, as one of the best teams in the AFC, but you'll be lucky if your car doesn't blow up when you start it. The town doesn't play, Mark, as we ask.
What are you doing?
To NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell, I ask.
What are you doing?
Stealing a page from Nick's Twitter account yesterday, who quoted the sleazeball Shield boss. We never want to see a team relocate. Ugh. And his owners greenlighted the Raiders moving to Vegas. But it was close, 31-1.
Other than all of the teams, apparently.
Oh, and the Rams played in Los Angeles last year after moving to St. Louis 22 years ago. Oh, and the Chargers are heading up I-5 to take a spot in L.A. and play on a PAL soccer field. Same guy.
That.
And the same guy who basically sat on research and information regarding the danger of long-term results of playing this violent sport. In a stunning development, tell me if you heard this before, it came down to money. And I have no issue with that, but don't act like you give the first crap about fans or players. You're the ultimate owner stooge. As we ask,
what are you doing?
Does he just think California cities are like interchangeable with NFL franchises? It doesn't matter. Is he going to move teams up to Reading or something?
No. Is it sunny? Is there a beach? They're all the same.
Honestly. Okay. To Donald Trump, I ask.
What are you doing?
I'm not going to do what everybody thinks I'm going to
do.
And just flip out, man. Okay. No. There are a multitude of ways I could go with this. I'm going to stick with sports, baseball to be exact. In a tradition that dates back to William Howard Taft in 1910, one of the best mustaches in world history, also the only person to serve as both Chief Justice and President of the United States. If you don't know, now you know. Well, he began a tradition back in 1910 at the Washington Senators' Griffith Park in D.C. of throwing out the first pitch of the season. This year, our president has a scheduling conflict that won't allow him to be able to do it. Now, this is where I could make a comment about him golfing 13 times since being put into office, but I'm not going to do that because we don't want to get political. Look, it's ceremonial. It's the Nationals. It's kind of dumb to begin with, but it is America. It is baseball. Those two things kind of go together. It doesn't happen every year anyways, but in an election year, it might be nice to have the new president out there. And it's not like he can't throw a baseball. Trump threw out the first pitch for the Red Sox regular season opener in 2006 after helping raise a ton of money for the Jimmy Fund. Find a couple hours, throw a baseball, make America happy. If FDR could do it, you could do it, as we ask.
What are you doing?
I think since game three at Yankee Stadium in 2001, all presidents should stop because you're never going to top W's first pitch.
Yeah, you're not
wrong
there.
I don't care what side of the aisle you're from. But he hummed it in there, and that conversation between he and Jeter, when Jeter just went to him, are you going to stand on the pitching rubber? Well, no, you got to stand on the pitching rubber. And don't bounce it because they'll boo you.
By the way, one of FDR's throws, I did some research on this, it actually hit a cameraman. It does happen.
Who's the rapper who has the all-time worst throw?
Fitty.
Fitty.
Yeah.
By the way, To me, I ask.
What are you doing?
Nope. No way Gonzaga's making a big run, playing in that Mickey Mouse conference, win every game by 20, run the table by beating Pepperdine. Call me when they join a real conference. The WCC just doesn't prepare that program for the cutthroat nature of the big dance. For all they do in the regular season, they have to lose an edge facing that kind of competition over 10 weeks. One Elite Eight under few might even get run in the second round as a one seed, like Wichita State in 2014. Or not.
How's that working out for you?
Zags onto the Final Four because they're one of the best teams in America. Shut up, Steve, as we ask.
What are you doing?
I will say, though, they beat an 11, and now they're going to face a 7 to get to the title game.
Final Four.
I'm just saying.
Doesn't matter.
All right, fair enough. To ESPN, I ask.
What are you doing?
I'm sorry. Just dissing on Gonzaga is fun. Can we stop with the Ball family already? First, we had to suffer through everyone on your network interviewing Lonzo Ball's dad, possibly the highest profile, annoying Little League dad on the face of the earth. I mean, they had him play one-on-one with Marcellus Wiley, which I can't even go into how ridiculous that sentence is. Then they had him do these sit-down interviews where he calls out LeBron's kids, gets in yelling matches with Stephen A. Smith. It's just enough already. And now today they had Lonzo on, and Lonzo is seemingly a really good kid, but I feel like Inigo Montoya from Princess Bride, he's not what you think he is. He's a good player, above average handles, passing ability, good rebounder for a guard, but he isn't even the best freshman in his conference, let alone the best player. Against Kentucky, he was the third best freshman on the court. They needed a big bucket, and he was incapable of getting it. He's going to be a good player in the league, and I know he's already in LA, but enough with the Ball family. The 15 minutes was used up like a month ago. His dad made us all hate Lonzo, which means we don't want to see either of them on our TVs anymore. Okay, thanks, bye, thanks.
What are you doing?
Finally,
jeez.
Make sure you hear me correctly. To Lonzo Ball, I ask.
What are you doing?
We know dad's just pathetic. Why people keep putting a camera or recording device in front of him, it's just a mystery. Now, Lonzo's spouting off he's a better draft prospect than fellow Pac-12 freshman Markelle Fultz of Washington. Well, your team was certainly better. The Bruins beat the crap out of the Dogs twice. Fultz was more of a one-man wrecking crew for a garbage team, but he averaged 23.6 rebounds and 6 assists for teams knowing we got to stop that guy. Who will be a better NBA player? No way to know now. But Lonzo, stop emulating Pop. It's annoying, as we ask.
What are you doing?
We got two more balls to have to deal with, too. Like, down the line of UCLA, assuming that Alford stays there.
I don't want... I'm like the anti-Cinderella. I have no desire to go to the Ball.